This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the first hearing conducted by the Missouri Senate Interim Committee on Medicaid Accountability and Taxpayer Protection.
Okay, we do have a quorum established. We have six present. We're only hearing from two people today. We'll be hearing from Robert Nodell, Acting Director.
Panel met for the first time last week. Senator Bill White of Joplin chairs the committee. He says he is reviewing legal aspects of Medicaid-related legislation in other states.
Made my own notes on some of the states I looked at, but it does highlight Planned Parenthood. It talks about abortion. It has different categories. Several states have passed legislation, but it has either been permanently or temporarily enjoined by the courts. And as with us, when things are enjoined by the court, doesn't mean we take them off our books. So in my process of looking at some states like Indiana or something, there's things on the books that are not valid because of court decisions, haven't been removed.
Senator Carla May of St. Louis, who also serves on the panel, says this committee could be responsible for legislation that would be considered next year.
So these proposed rules that we're now getting ready to implement, we're implementing them because we're going after or we're trying to determine if there's Medicaid fraud.
Senator White also says lawmakers cannot legislate toward or against a certain entity.
There's legislation that does it. It does not survive Supreme Court challenge. There's different arguments they make. We are looking at crafting, I think, a report. We'll do a report with suggested legislation we're going to all work at. We probably won't all agree, obviously. Right now, we are talking about abortion providers and their affiliates. We're talking about people that do family planning. It is not strictly a Planned Parenthood approach, no.
Senator May says she agrees the legislature should not be creating new rules that favor one side over another.
I understand pro-life, but I also understand family planning services. And because people are trying to impose their belief system on everybody.
Senator Mike Searpoy of Lee's Summit also serves on the panel. He says committee members need a full understanding of Medicaid in order to proceed.
We keep hearing Medicaid is exploding. I'd like to know where is exploding at? Where are the costs rising so quickly?
Senator Lauren Arthur of Kansas City is another who serves on this panel. She says Medicaid goes toward numerous medical services.
Medicaid reimbursements have been paid out to abortion providers or its affiliates that obviously are not for the purpose of inducing an abortion.
The 10-member Missouri Senate Interim Committee on Medicaid Accountability and Taxpayer Protection was created after lawmakers did not opt to fully fund Medicaid expansion this year, but before a judge ruled the state has no funding mechanism, after a ballot question received majority support last year. The panel is expected to meet again in early August. It will wrap up its work sometime before the end of the year. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.